from the start. I live on just to die unhappy. I live on just to die. Bursting with pain, I laid him to rest, but for me you can do the same. I can't take it, it can't be bought back, but all the time in the world, my hourglass is cracked. I live on to die unhappy. I live on just to die. I live on.
Bracket we had from the top, Herbie Hancock and Spider from the album's Secrets, and that was for Butcher, who lives in Milperra, from 1976. After that, we had Jeff Beck from his album Emotion and Commotion from 2010, and that track was called Serene.
John, that might be the best track we've played all night thus far.
You think so?
Oh, that was awesome. And we've played some good gear, but that was awesome.
Glad you enjoyed it.
No, that was real good.
Australian Crawl, Oh No, Not You Again.
How good, Sam.
That is good.
Honestly.
And I thought that last track was pretty good, Chase the Sun, Live On.
You ever seen Chase the Sun?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did too.
With you.
Yeah. They are fantastic.
Yeah, they're good.
That's a very sad song, that.
It is.
I live on just to die unhappy. But yeah, musically, what a fantastic track.
I know. Hear it all on the smorgasbord, don't you?
Yeah, you do, kind of. Kind of, sort of.
It's 5 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Pace is an urban renewal and property development specialist whose reputation is centred on delivering great places to live and work. They take pride in transforming and delivering harmonious communities. East Village, developed by Pace, is a mixed-use residential and retail precinct combining leading-edge apartments and a unique and vibrant urban marketplace. East Village has won numerous prestigious awards, including the 2015 Australian Development of the Year, awarded by the Urban Task Force. Pace, transforming places since 1978. Station sponsor.
Overcoming fears. Overcoming obstacles. That's what legends do. Find your reason, your passion. The focus is you. No matter what fitness level you're at, it's all about pushing that one important button. We're here for you, to help you, to coach you, and to guide you. 1-2-3, reset. Call Fernwood North Rocks and Seven Hills on 9871 7996 or visit our Facebook page, Fernwood North Rocks, to experience the Fernwood difference for yourself. Your premium women's health and fitness club. Station sponsor.
At Waterflow Plumbing, we trust and respect our customers. In turn, our customers know that we will always strive to put them first and treat them with respect, honesty, and give them the best in plumbing. A good relationship with our lifelong customers works both ways. We at Waterflow Plumbing are proud to assist our customers throughout the many stages of their plumbing life. For all your plumbing needs, call Waterflow Plumbing 0488 300 480 or email info@waterflowplumbing.com.au. Waterflow Plumbing, station sponsor.
The team at Dependable Security Group specialise in the latest security and CCTV systems on the market today. Their factory-trained technicians can come to your premises and carry out installations, repairs and service on all popular brands. Ask about the DSG Security Health Check. Dependable Locksmiths, a part of the Dependable Security Group. Station sponsor.
This is the third hour.
Hey!
Hey Lord, with this week's movie review.
Tonight's movie is The House That Drips Blood from 1971. It says it all, the next sentence. Christopher Lee.
Oh, yes.
Peter Cushing. Ingrid Pitt. Oh, Be Still My Heart. And John Pertwee, who was the third Doctor Who.
Correct.
He looks very much like whatever his name was, Baker, the one that we all love.
Tom Baker.
Tom Baker looks very similar.
Oh, he's got grey hair, hasn't he? Or he did in
exactly.
Doctor Who.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, both of, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Of course, I like the first one, William Hartnell, but
yeah,
he was about 95 when they gave him the role.
The movie actually has no blood in it, which is odd, given that it's called The House That Drips Blood. Mm. There's no blood in it at all. The movie is about how not to sell a house. It is obviously aimed at real estate agents and the odd lunatic. Even though this movie is not black and white, I repeat, not black and white, it does star Leon Cushing and is thus fantastic. Well worth the time watching this movie. See, there's a section in the movie, and the supervisor spotted it when I did. See if you spot Peter Cushing walking past a wax figure of Dracula in the wax museum. And the wax figure is based not on Peter Cushing, but on Christopher Lee's character out of the Dracula movie. Yeah, because this was made after that. This was made in 71 and that was made in 69.
Well, you'd have to be a strict follower of all these sort of movies to pick up on that, I guess.
Yeah, I must admit, I have watched Dracula with Leon Cushing I don't know how many times, John.
Yeah.
I'm a mad fan for it, mad fan. Anyway, my rating for this movie, did Doctor Who just turn into a bat?
Oh.
Supervisor?
Firstly, you are also on report.
Oh, what have I done now?
My review, this movie did not meet the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord movie criteria.
What criteria is that?
It was watchable.
Oh, that's gold.
Oh, so we're both on report.
Yeah.
Correct.
Still to come, Weekly World News and In Concert tonight, Cold Chisel, Roger Waters and a cast of thousands and Dire Straits this evening. But now, what's his name?
You tell me.
The ghost. Our ghost that's always here in the building. What's his name?
Oh, what's his name? Yeah. The ghost of...
Jack Little.
Jack Little.
Jack Little's now going to bring us a 78 rev per minute.
Isn't he a good bloke?
He is. He haunts us week after week.
It's a shame he's sort of dead.
Yeah, I know.
Time for a crackling 78.
G'day, Jack, by the way. You raving lunatic.
Well, it helps if it starts.
Oh, you got to kick it.
Did you wind it up?
Oh, hang on. I haven't got a... You know the stylus? We used to cut the stylus off the yellow box out the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, someone's removed the yellow box. It's Gonski. So I might go and find a, what do you call it, an iron bark maybe.
Oh, shit. Oh, I just broke
the
handle.
Oh, you broke the handle.
Hang on. I think it's wound up enough. Hang on.
Is it good?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, there we go.
Ink spots. Oh, better fix that handle the next week.
Lucky.
With plenty of money and you, in spite of the worries that money brings, just a little filthy look about a lot of things, and I could take you to places you'd like to go. But outside of them, I know you for dough. It's the root of all evil, the strife and of evil. But I'm certain, honey, that life would be sunny with plenty of money and you.
Yeah, yeah. All about it, baby, what I couldn't do. With the pocket full of money and you, yeah. In spite of the worthy money brings, yeah. Just a little filthy lucre buys a whole lot of things. I could take you places that you would like to go. Outside of that brown skin, I've got no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and of evil. But I'm certain brown skin, I've got you under my skin with pockets full of money and you.
Come up there, Charlie.
Smorgasbord presents Weekly World News.
That 78 was from 1937.
Mm.
The Ink Spots, Plenty of Money and You.
And You.
I'd take you without the money, Lord.
Oh, I'd take, yeah. Well, I'd do the same, mate, for you.
That's nice.
Only because I love you.
Weekly World News. Have you got that dice, or are you starting, or what's
going on? No, I'll roll the dice, as is, you know, par for the course.
Yeah.
Wow, it didn't sort of bounce around, it just landed.
Oh. Where did it land?
On you.
Oh. Didn't feel a thing.
Strange as it may
seem. That par for the course, is that where it came from, like the golf course?
I assume so, yeah, I assume so.
Interesting, isn't it? Don't say bah humbug, it's true.
Bah humbug. Oh, sorry.
I said don't say it, it's
true. I'll be on report again.
Farmers in Croatia have staged the world's first beauty contest for goats.
Oh, what a good idea.
Dozens of farmers from across the country entered their most attractive nanny goats in the bizarre pageant held in the village of Vincenat.
Oh, yeah, Vincenat.
Yeah.
I think that was down the road from where Dracula grew up, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
Not sure. I'm not sure about that. The coveted crown went to a stunning goat with long eyelashes and shapely legs named Lucy.
Oh, Lucy the goat.
This is a great honour for me and Lucy, or Lucy and me.
And I.
But Lucy... This is a great honour for I. This is a great honour for me. So yeah. It should be Lucy and me. Her proud owner, Ivan Perko, from the town of Mostraza.
You know he got in trouble years ago, don't you?
Did he?
Yeah, by the Mostrazan police.
What did he do?
They thought he was a serial... He wasn't, but they thought he was a serial killer.
Mm.
And they called him Murko the Burko.
Did they?
Yeah.
For no reason.
It proved that it was incorrect.
I always knew she was the most beautiful goat in the world, and now it's been proven. Organisers say they held the wild and woolly contest to draw attention to the decline of traditional goat farming in the region.
Oh, fair enough, too.
Now, Lord, being a pig,
yeah,
do you think you could ever be attracted to a beautiful goat?
Oh,
named Lucy?
Suppose.
You suppose?
Suppose.
Oh.
Well, I've never barbecued a goat, have you? You mean married?
No, I just, you know, be attracted to.
Right. Isn't that a bit weird?
Well, I was asking you.
It's cross species, I'm a pig.
Yeah.
Oh, if she liked bacon, it'd be all right. That'd make sense. That'd be normal.
I guess it would, Lord.
Yeah.
Where's the supervisor? No report.
Supervisor's invisible. Oh, no. She's been taking those invisibility tablets again.
Oh, well. I suppose you'll prod me soon.
Keep your eye open. And, yeah.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah. The T10... Bushfire fundraising cricket game was held yesterday in Melbourne.
It was.
The two teams were made up of cricket legends and some new players, both male and female. The youngest new player being only 16 years old.
16?
Isn't that incredible?
It is.
16. And she was on the field with, you know, absolute cricketing greats, and I'll go through.
It was a she, was it?
Yeah, it was young.
I mean, it was
young
a she,
lass.
Was she?
Yeah, young lass.
Oh, good.
I can't think of her name. Very attractive young girl. Very attractive young girl, but 16, imagine that.
Oh, but you're a cricket tragic. You're just jealous.
I am. You're dead right.
Yeah,
you're dead right. Team captains Ricky Ponting and Adam Gilchrist led players such as Brian Lara, Courtney Walsh, Langer and Haydos, Roy Simmons, Shane Watson, Wasim Akram and Brett Lee. Half-time entertainment was provided by Sachin Tendulkar and Eliza Perry. Now, Eliza is a female Aussie bowler.
Mm-hmm.
And she bowled, I think he faced 10 deliveries. She bowled 8 of them. And then one of the other female Aussie players bowled 2 deliveries to finish off, yeah. It was, yeah, it was very, very well done,
that
actually.
That would have been riveting.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Well, it was only supposed to be 6 balls, but when one of the other bowlers from before, Courtney Walsh did 2 overs, so we thought he'd better do a couple extras.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. You know what? Courtney Walsh is a monster. He is huge. When he was bowling, it looked like he was just bowling spin, and they were still tracking them at 113 kilometres an hour.
Oh, I could do that.
That's... Yeah? Yeah. That's right, couldn't. This this game was played in good spirit and it was a lot of fun to watch. The Ponting team won by 1 single run. Well done.
You mean 1 run?
Yeah, 1 run. 1 single run. 1 run.
1 run.
The Ponting team won by 1 run.
Very good.
Oh, good. Thanks, sir. Well done to Global Cricket. And their efforts for the bushfire fundraising. They raised several $1 million last night.
That's good.
I reckon
isn't
that's
it?
Awesome. I really do.
Yes, it is good. It's fantastic.
And it was great to see some of the old players, John. Really was.
Was Dennis Lilly there in his blue steel cap boots?
No, he wasn't. Didn't see him there anyway, no. If he was.
A prominent Korean scientist has solved the mystery of North Korea's daily sonic booms.
Do they have booms?
Yeah, sonic ones.
Far out.
So we've got to say something else then. It turns out the shockingly loud blastings are the direct result of North Korean leader Kim Ung-jung.
Yeah.
And his intestinal gas problems.
Oh, has he got intestinal gas?
Yes.
Far out.
Like someone I heard about coming back from Tasmania on a plane.
No, I can't believe that.
Our atmospheric DNA detector...
Yeah, the detector.
Atmospheric DNA detector...
Yeah.
...made a direct match to that of Kim Jong-un...
Yeah.
...state's prominent science professor, Hwang Woo Pak.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Pak.
Yeah. Of Kamua National Institute of Technology.
He's not the same rooster that invented that game, is he?
What game?
Pac-Man. That's not him.
No, that's not him, no.
Just testing.
Our dear leader is quite fond of kimchi, which is Korean cabbage.
Oh, yeah.
And it's clearly making him intensely flatulent.
Right.
As a result, whenever the Korean leader speaks in public, he is enclosed in a transparent plexiglass barrier, which is not only bulletproof, but also soundproof and smellproof. What's the use of him speaking in public if it's soundproof?
Oh, he's probably got a microphone.
Oh, okay.
They're clever, them North Koreans.
If any of the smell were to escape, it could easily wipe out every life form within a 2-mile radio, observes. A radio?
Radius,
observes Dr. Pak.
Yeah.
According to an insider, there's always an insider, isn't there?
Oh, these insiders.
He's got to be careful. He could be executed.
Yeah, he could be.
Kim Jong uses the eardrum shattering sound and deadly smell to torture his enemies and get political prisoners to reveal secrets and rat on their friends. He also gets high on his own foul aroma, reveals the insider. He may be the most powerful man in Korea, but he's also by far the most disgusting.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it? Fancy saying that about the poor rooster.
Everyone's a rooster.
Yeah, oh, a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I want to know how they hear...
Being communist, I suppose he'd be a red rooster.
Oh... Now it's starting to make sense.
Oh, barbecues.
Oh, I love a barbecue, Chook. This is a report just in, John, by the way.
Oh, just in.
Yeah. Tasmanian authorities are very concerned with a recent change to their air quality.
Oh, why? What's happened?
An unknown pollutant has poisoned the air in the north of Tasmania.
Oh, the old unknown pollutant.
Yeah, they're everywhere. I wonder if Kim Jong-un's been over there.
Possibly.
With his, what did you say it was, a plexiglass cabin or something?
Yeah.
Plexiglass caravan.
Yes.
They're the best.
They sure are.
Well, they're rippers. I was going to buy one. Authorities have stated they think that animal droppings have been illegally dumped just north of Launceston, or Launceston, depending on how you say it. The problem is that no animal droppings have actually been found.
No animal droppings?
That's that North Korean bloke.
Yeah.
That's what's going on there.
There's no animals there, obviously.
Not anymore.
No. Cabbage blast.
From the past.
That should be the name of our new album.
Cabbage blast.
From the past.
Yeah.
Velma Barfield was addicted to prescription medicine.
Oh, yeah.
She so addicted, in fact, that she would kill for them. To feed her need, 52-year-old Barfield forged checks on other people's accounts and murdered anyone who found out.
Wow.
Her live-in boyfriend, her mother, elderly friends, and at least one of her two dead husbands.
How many dead husbands did she have? Oh, two, you just said that.
Well, at least two, it says. There was probably more.
Oh, she might have had half a dozen.
You never know.
Man.
Half a dozen what? Stubbies.
Yeah.
Her crimes were finally exposed in 1978 when boyfriend Stuart Taylor, aged 56...
Stew,
began suffering from chest pain, stomach cramping and nausea.
Oh, I think I'm in charge of North Korea.
He died less than an hour after being admitted to the hospital. An autopsy revealed traces of arsenic, and Barfield confessed to mixing rat poison into his beer and tea. I only meant to make him sick. Well, she did that.
Yeah, she managed.
But the jury didn't buy the defence. In fact, it became clear she killed her mother and former husband. His body was exhumed and also tested for arsenic the same way. Sentenced to death, Barfield gained notoriety as the Death Row Granny, the first woman executed by lethal injection.
What did they inject her with, rat poison?
Oh,
what a good idea.
Yeah, here's your own back.
Yeah, yeah. A 47-year-old man from Orange in New South Wales, Australia, has had to cut his holiday to Tasmania. There's another Tasmanian story. His holiday to Tasmania short after he spotted an extinct Tasmanian tiger.
Why did he have to cut it short?
Well, he's returned to Orange to see his doctor and also to see a local vet. A reporter from Orange has told the Smorgasbord that the 47-year-old is now terrified of the Tasmanian tiger, even if it is extinct.
Wow.
Imagine that.
So he saw it and scarped it.
And yeah, he did the Herald.
Oh.
Yeah. The man has been started on thought-straightening medication that deflects Tasmanian tigers. Oh, we got to get some of that here.
What a good idea.
What if there's a bunch of Tassie tigers floating around Baulkham Hills?
Maybe up the mountains.
Oh, they could be, yeah.
What do they say up there? A jaguar.
A jaguar or a panther,
or something.
Yeah.
Acclaimed country singer Mac Lonesome Road Perry has been fired from his job as a country singer because he started singing about finding a girlfriend, getting a great job and being happy.
And his dog coming back to life.
Country music is about losing stuff, says country music recording mogul Orville Humpdink.
Oh, Orville, yeah.
Yeah. He fired Perry.
He gave him the flick.
Yeah. Country music is about losing stuff. losing a dog,
yeah,
losing your job, whatever. The audience wants to feel like you're more pathetic than they are.
Good idea.
Nobody wants to hear about a winner.
No, no.
Perry's made a career out of being a loser, says Hump Dick. His album, Lower Than Dirt, went platinum because of songs like My Girlfriend Left Me for a Retarded Paraplegic Lesbian. As soon as his song... As... As soon as his song Things Are Looking Up came out, his fans started sending hate mail and death threats.
Oh, Jono.
Perry says he was just trying to be helpful. Everybody I know these days is down and out, he says. I figured if I sang about good times, it would give them hope. Ironically, now that my life sucks again, I don't have a recording contract.
Yeah, but he's in the right frame of mind to knock over another album.
Yeah, well...
You know.
I suppose you have some topic for...
Yeah.
...down and out songs.
I lost my job because I'm a goose.
Yes.
Yeah.
I lost my job because I'm happy.
Yeah. Happy go.
Lucky. Lucky star.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, that's Weekly World News for this week, and there'll be more riveting stories next week between...
I really bit my finger off then.
Between 8 and 9 on Alive 90.5. In concert now...
Who we got, Jono?
We have Cold Chisel.
Yeah.
Roger Waters and a cast of thousands. And Dire Straits.
Oh, awesome.
So sit back and enjoy. It's 28 minutes to 9. And for those of you who listen to Terry Swan after us, he's running a little late. He'll be in about half an hour early. So, George...
Half an hour late, do you mean?
Did I say early?
Mm.
Half an hour late.
Report
sorry.
Again?
Oh, you're doubling up.
Oh, but it was just a slip of the tongue, Soup.
Okay.
A slip of the tongue, Soup. Oh, that's funny.
This is from Barking Spiders.
Mighty good album.
Of course. Thank you.
so sings. CFSR is the sugar cane cake. Sparrowy goes, Columbia Mill. If the heat don't get you, the tie pain will. Sparrowy, the whistle sings.
kicking up the speed limit, scaring the pedestrians for dinner, crossing up a four-way, diving on the grass, leaving just enough for room to pass. Yeah, Sunday driver never took a test.
Upon a time in the West. Yeah. Once upon a time in the land.
Tonight, Dire Straits, Once Upon a Time in the West. Before that, Roger Waters and A Cast of Thousand. That was the Wall album, when they brought down the wall between...
Yeah, the Berlin Wall, yeah.
East and West Germany. So that's good. That's the whole Wall album recorded live, and that was the first track from 1990. And Cold Chisel and Taipan kicked off in concert this evening. I said before Terry was running late, but Terry's here, so...
Yeah.
You don't have to listen to George, you can listen to Terry tonight.
If you want to listen to George, what do?
Go Bush.
Wait till
Go Bush.
Yeah, or wait till midnight. Oh, go Bush, George Bush. I get it.
Clever supervisor.
I know. And on Ross Fear's program tomorrow night, Australian Spectrum, his special guest is Eight Ball Aitken.
Oh yeah, Eight Ball Aitken, yeah.
Aitken.
I might have it wrong, yeah.
Eight Ball Aitken's funky, foot-stopping energy and infectious blend of swampy blues. Yes, he'll be Ross's guest tomorrow night on Australian Spectrum between 9 and midnight. And, of course, before that, Blues Circus with Frankie Dengate between 6 and 7. And what's Soul? The Soul Train.
Soul
with Graham, with Graham Davidson. Leave you with Psycho Zydeco. The supervisor wanted to hear this one this evening, so.
And why not?
Good night, supervisor.
Good night.
Good night, Lord.
Good night.
Good night, John.
Good night.
Good night. See you next week from 6. Uru.
Down in Louisiana, where we all come from. Everybody's partying, everybody's having fun. Everybody's dancing, burning up the floor. Everybody's doing it, psycho Zydeco. I said, now feet don't fail me now, feet don't fail me now. Feet don't fail me now, feet can't fail me now. Feet don't fail me now, feet don't fail me now. Feet don't fail me now, feet can't fail me now.
banana squeeze on the squeeze box screaming. The Zydeco cycle beating. Backhammer snare shuffle on the back beat. Gonna make you move them blistering feet. Dancing on the swamp side street to the taste of the psycho Zydeco beat. And a hot tamale, baby, so nice, so sweet. You don't even think twice. Stage is wet under the Sydney sun. Your body's burning, but your soul's well done. Shaking to the southern groove with no option. Your heartbeat gotta move. Pick it up and go in a while. You got a chance, cause that it goes down. Your feet can't last. Don't fail me now. Feet don't fail me now. Feet can't fail me now. Feet don't fail me now. Feet don't fail me now. Feet don't fail me now. Feet can't fail me now. Down in Louisiana, where we all come from, everybody's partying, everybody's having fun. Everybody's dancing, burning up the floor. Everybody's doing it, psycho, psycho, acid. Now feet don't fail me now.
Now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest news brought to you by Pace.